New research is finding a link between the use of cleaning products and respiratory health in young children. The research comes from Simon Fraser University in British Columbia in Canada and shows frequent exposure to the chemicals in those products can lead to childhood asthma. For more on the study, we go to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. I talked with Dr. Tim Takaro, epidemiologist at Simon Fraser, co-author of the study. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So are there any particular cleaning products of concern?
Yeah, thank you, Rebecca. Great to be with you. Yes, bad actors are classes of chemicals that have fragrances. So cleaning products often have a smell of something. Those are definitely not healthy for kids. And the other sort of general class are spray products, because the spray obviously is available for people to breathe. And then finally, the worst actor was oven cleaner, also sprayed on oven cleaner.
Okay, so you're talking about some of the scented things that people have for bathrooms and stuff. What about those products that are sold as not necessarily organic but healthier? I think Method is one of the brands. They make an awful lot of cleaners. Yes. Are those any different?
Well, you really have to get into the fine print, and unfortunately, U.S. Companies are not required to put all of the ingredients on the bottle. So if it's less than 2%, for example, of the total, it's not required to be labeled. What you'll find in a lot of these cleaning product labels, even the eco products and such, are things like fragrance or stabilizer or anti-corrosive, and they're not really telling you what the chemicals are. So I'm sorry to say that many so-called eco products or natural products do have volatile organic compounds, chemicals that can precipitate asthma. They often have phthalates, these plasticizers. So unless you can get the manufacturer's information about what is actually in there, I can't recommend any particular product, even if it has eco-friendly natural ingredients. In fact, some natural ingredients are volatile organic compounds, terpenes. One of the lemon scents is D-limonene. These are naturally occurring compounds, but they're used in cleaning products. They can cause problems.
Okay, so what can people do then? I mean, we still have to clean the house.
Yes. You know, soap and water, vinegar and water, soda and water, and maybe a little extra elbow grease is a good way to keep your house clean and safe. It's, you know, the clean house is actually a house that has no odor. It should not smell like artificial flowers, and it should not smell like perfume, and it should not really smell at all. So, you know, simple methods are the way to go.
Okay, and let me ask you this before we go. We're out of time, but what about those aromatherapy products? Are those a bad idea?
Yes. I think the problem is the vehicle that the fragrance is carried in to get into the air so that you can get the smell very, very frequently, almost all the time in products are volatile organics. So what we need is legislation like Europe has, where manufacturers are required to show their products are safe. And before they get to the market, we shouldn't be testing our children with products that have not been tested in a safe way.
So. All right. Well, we thank you very much for the information. Appreciate it. That is Dr. Tim Takaro, an epidemiologist. He's a co-author of this study.